MLF Invitational is about to hit Clark's Hill, and I think we got a pre-spawn derby in our hands, and I think the tournament's going to be won like that. So I'll tell you more in a second. Stop two, Tackle Warehouse, MLF Invitationals, second stop, Fantasy Fishing. Let's break it down. We just finished up on Okeechobee. They had a really great event at Okeechobee. Georgia Pro Joshua Weaver won that tournament by almost 9 pounds, and now he's got another event in Georgia. Is it going to play here at Clark's Hill as well? Let's take a look at who did well and who's sitting at the top of the leaderboards based on last event at Okeechobee. Overall, I had an okay tournament, 1,600. I'm about 100 pounds out of the lead, so I don't think that's terrible. Looks like there's a few more people playing MLF Fantasy Fishing this year. You can still join the Beat Hellebass League. Code will be down in the description, in the video description, on how to join this private league. And you have a chance to win some Super K gift cards at the end of the season. Each one of my leagues, the Bass Pro, the Predictor, and the Tackle Warehouse Invitational Fantasy Fishing Games, will all have year-end winners to get yourself some made in the USA, handcrafted, made in Wisconsin, swim jigs, and other great items. If you don't want to wait, there's also a discount code, Hellebass15, to hook you up anytime you want to order them. In my own league, actually sitting a little better, only in 53rd, so about a quarter back of the field. Casey Kamisic, he's in the driver's seat to get himself some Super K swim jigs. I feel like Casey's from Wisconsin. He probably already has some. With all the fancy events coming back to back to back with Bassmasters, MLF, BPT, this video is coming out, and you only got a few days to get your event in. You have to get them in by 7 a.m. Eastern on Tuesday, February 28th. So you got a little bit of time depending on when you're watching this video, but hurry up and get them in. The nice thing is MLF does have it now. If you set a lineup once, you can enable this use last selection, so you always get a lineup in. That's kind of nice. A couple people complaining they missed a Bassmaster event already on the back-to-backs. Play it once, get these in. You never know. You might just win some prizes. So I think Clark's Hill is going to be pre-spawn. I think water in the 50s. It's about 5 hours north of Seminole where Bassmasters is. The water temp started in the 50s, crept into the 60s during the Seminole event. But being 5 hours north, I think we're looking to be right in that sweet spot, right in the mid-50s, which should be a pre-spawn beatdown at Clark's Hill. I think you're going to see a whole lot of guys rocking their jerkbait boxes, and I think that's how it's going to be dominated. I think whatever your favorite jerkbait is, a Megabass 110, a Jackal Rearrange, maybe a Yozuri, there's a lot of good jerkbaits out there, maybe a Stunna, but I think you're going to see a lot of pros do really well throwing jerkbaits, utilizing live front-facing sonar, live scope, mega live, active target, all that good stuff. Hopefully they get some good camera angles, because actually, like, you know, when they're dropping on them and spinning rodding them, it's not that exciting, but if you can see the screen when they're eating a jerkbait, that's actually a pretty good bite to watch in coverage. You know, I think there's enough dirty water, shallow water. The grass is kind of gone at Clark's Hill. It used to be there. That's kind of gone. So that bite is not really there. So I don't know if lipless and that type of thing. But I think other crankbaits, wiggle warts, rock crawlers could play here. I think there will be a shallow bite up some of the river arms and creeks with spinnerbaits, chatterbaits, squarebills, things like that. But I think in the end, it's going to be somebody on front-facing sonar with a jerkbait that probably wins this event. And I expect some big bags. I think we're going to see some heavyweights. I think we'll see a fair amount of 20-pound bags at Clark's Hill. Now let's get into who I'm actually going to pick, and let's see if you can beat Hellebass. So,
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lots of good options here. I'm starting to see some names, I think, that weren't in the first tournament that are in the second tournament. So they are invitationals. And so there is a core group of anglers, and I don't know about how many are fishing all the tournaments, but I think there are some locals in this event that didn't fish Okeechobee. Let me know if you see any as you're scrolling down the roster. Leave them in the comments. I'll highlight one that I saw. So I think in flight one, Michael Neal, front-facing sonar, jerkbaits, that seems to line up really good. Marty Robinson, a local, had a couple top 25s back in his Bassmaster Elite Series days in Clark's Hill, so that should be a good matchup. Also, his son is in this event. I forget what his name is, the other Robinson. Maybe a sneakier pick. Casey Ashley pretty much told, I think somebody, maybe Jody White on a podcast, that he basically fished the invitationals because there was an event on Clark's Hill, which he considers one of his home ponds, along with Hartwell, where he's won a classic in an FLW Tour event. So he said he pretty much fished the whole tour for this event. So he should be on your fantasy team. Tristan McCormick, young guy, college guy, college national champion. I think this is going to set up for him being electronic savvy. I think he does well here. And then Spencer Shuffield did not do great at Okeechobee, but I think now this comes right into his wheelhouse and he's gonna have a big bounce back event. Flight two, I go Jacopo here, Galele. I don't know that this matches up for him, but I'm just not doubting him anymore. He catches him everywhere. So I'm thinking Jacopo is one of those guys you put on your roster every week. Latimer, hometown guy. I think he's actually won a BFL here. Consider one of his home lakes. So B Lat getting the nod this week. Jacob Wheeler. We talked about the jerk bait, the front facing sonar. Wheeler, that's a match. And he's pretty darn good. A sneaky pick, Andrew Loberg, West Coast guy. I think this is going to set up for him. No real tournament experience, but I think electronics, open water, suspending fish, staging, just got a sneaky hunch here. And the last one here, Britt Myers, who I did a quick comb. Not go ahead and fact check me, but I did not see him on the Okeechobee tournament results. And he's here, South Carolina guy. So this is at least one point of evidence where I think there will be some locals jackpotting some of these MLF invitationals. And I think you're going to see a very popular one when they come to lacrosse later in the season. So I'd love to hear in the comments who else you guys see is jackpotting these MLF events. Final day tiebreaker, biggest five for the final day. I think it's going to be right around 22 pounds. I think they're going to catch him good. I think somebody's going to get a big bag the last day, a nice solid bag, a big old pre-spawn largies with maybe a couple spots mixed in. And that's how they're going to close it out. Make sure you click down below, links in the description for Super K with a discount code if you can't wait, and also how to join all the Beat Hella Bass groups so you can be in the competition to have year-end prizes.